message you're about to hear is brought to you by Divine Purpose Church. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get into the word today. Quarter past 11. Let's get into the word. Turn with me to the book of Matthew.
Matthew.
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
The book of Matthews.
Chapter 6.
Temana ya borataro.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are your children here? Oh, I saw you coming with some children. I thought they visited from Venda. Okay. It means it's a prophecy. They will visit very soon. Amen. Matthew chapter 6.
Matayo kaulo ya borataru.
Let's read.
Rebala.
From verse 19. So, if you have it, say, I have it.
I have it.
So today, church, I'm talking to you about the God first principle. Somebody say, Modimo Pili.
Modimo Pili.
Say it louder. Say, Modimo Pili.
Modimo Pili.
And this is part 3 of our series of teachings on the keys of the kingdom. So we start today by looking right here where we've opened in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19. It reads as follows from the King James Version 2000 edition. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not breakthrough nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The words of Jesus
Mantwe a Jesu
in this particular verse
Moti maneng e
were a part of his sermon
Inele karolo ya tero
on the mountain.
Motabe.
That sermon is known as the Sermon on the Mount. And this sermon is reputed as one of the greatest sermon ever preached. In this sermon on the mount, we find many great lessons and words of wisdom and eternal life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The Sermon on the Mount, which encapsulates our scripture reading today, ends in chapter 7 of the very book of Matthew. So from chapter 5 all the way to chapter 7, it was a sermon that Jesus delivered upon the mountain. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And you see in chapter 7,
more chapter 7,
where Jesus was ending the sermon, It is where we find words that he said. When he said, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, he is like, he says, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. But whosoever hears these sayings and does not do them, I liken him unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. Church, this therefore means that the words of Jesus, including the words we read, are very important. We have to hear them and we have to do them. And Jesus says, hearing them and doing them will make us wise people, and our lives will be built upon the rock. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Church, it was also in this sermon on the mountain where Jesus said very important statements about the kingdom of God. When he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It was on the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus was approached by his disciples and they said to him, teach us how to pray. And he said to them, I will give you a skeleton of prayer. He said, it was not a prayer, but it was a pattern, a prototype, a model for prayer. And he said to them, pray and say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Oh, this was a powerful sermon on the mountain. It addressed many things. Now, right here, in this teaching, Jesus is teaching us where we read about the treasure and the heart. On the Sermon in the Mount, where we are reading in chapter 6, from verse 19, Jesus is teaching about the treasure and the heart. Don't forget, we are talking about the God first principle. And this principle is within the keys of the kingdom. For Jesus said, behold, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And right here, he is breaking down a very important principle. And he says very important words. He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And he concludes this particular phrase by saying these powerful words. He says, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also.
And this is the reason why he is saying we must lay up treasures in heaven. Does this mean we should not invest here on earth? That is not true. We invest here on earth. We have policies. We have insurance. We have all those kind of things. They are good. They are very important. And they have a special place. But Jesus is coming to show us that as much as these things are important and good, they are not worthy to be compared in value to us putting our treasure in heaven. Because he says, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. So when he says, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, he knows that if you put treasure in heaven, your heart will be in heaven. Hello? Hello?
Amen.
Listen to this. Because what Jesus is teaching here is the applied wisdom of the God-first principle. It is the applied wisdom of the God-first principle. Our treasures do not follow our hearts. No, our hearts follows our treasure.
Hello? Say this with me. Say
my heart
always
follows
my treasure.
My treasure.
This is a great truth. And it is in harmony with this principle that we are looking at. If your treasure is not in heaven or in heavenly things or in the kingdom of heaven or in the kingdom of God, if your treasure is not there, it doesn't matter what you may try to do. Your heart will always turn in another direction. When your heart turns in another direction, your passion, your focus will just follow where your heart is going.
Hello?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, the God first principle.
The God first principle.
Say, I must
put my treasures
in God.
In God.
And
my heart
will follow.
Will follow.
And there are many things that are competing for your treasure. Because where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. And this very principle
now
has been established by God from the cradle of the human family, from the beginning of the human family. I'm teaching you today.
Amen.
Someone say, teach, Pastor.
Teach, Pastor.
The God first principle is there from the beginning of the human family. As a matter of fact, the Bible opens with this principle.
Hello?
Hello, somebody?
What are the first words in the Bible?
Manzu apili kiafi.
In the Bible.
In the beginning, God.
Hello? In the beginning. How many of you have a habit of reading your Bible? Let me see. If you read your Bible once in a while, let me see your hand. So I'm asking, what are the first words in the Bible?
In the beginning, God.
Ooh, hallelujah. In the beginning, where? In the beginning, who?
God.
My. You see, if we can master this principle, no wonder Jesus said, seek ye first
the
kingdom of God.
Puso ya magodimo.
And his righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. And he says, and all these things shall be added. It means they will be looking for you.
Where is he?
Yes, they will be looking for you.
They will be,
people will see your things and say, oh, these are my things. And when these things get to the people, the things will say, no, we are looking for Ausley. Now, where is Ausley? Where is Mamuremi? I see things following you. It's even difficult to believe. Because we are used to struggling to get things. Beyond our fight and push is the grace of God. I prophesy by the Spirit of God. From now on, the things that will happen in your life are things that you do not deserve. A husband you don't deserve. A wife you don't deserve. A job you don't deserve. Opportunities you don't qualify for. God does not mind blessing you without consulting anyone. It's a missed call. I say, God will not consult those who undermine you to bless you. Receive your blessing in Jesus' name. Receive promotion in Jesus' name.
God first.
Mudimu pili.
So in the beginning,
Motimuluho,
we see God.
Rebona mudim.
Hello. Things got messed up.
Dilo di ataka taka.
God came again.
Mudimu atakape.
To start afresh.
Hushimula
si. The Bible says.
Bible iri.
The whole world.
Le fatilo.
The whole earth.
Le fatilo.
Was void.
Linne lisena sebupero.
It was empty.
Linne lululia.
And it was shapeless.
Lisena sebupero.
And it was covered by darkness.
Le apresitswe ke lefifi.
God came.
Mudimo a.
The Bible says.
Bible iri.
He sent his spirit.
A romela moya wa gagwe.
To brood.
Wa kala.
And to hover.
Go wa kala.
Like a hen sits over the eggs.
Jaaka khugo e dutse go.
So that they will hatch.
Gore di thuthuse.
And the Bible says.
Bible iri.
And God said.
Mudimo a.
When God spoke and said, let there be light, there was light. You see, when God comes first, light comes. When God comes first, darkness has to go. The Bible shows us that the shapeless world began to take shape. The empty world began to be filled with many beautiful things. Even if there is darkness in your life, when you put God first, no wonder the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, that person starts afresh. He is a new creation. So when you are in Christ and you begin to put God first, whatever darkness that was in your life has to leave your life. Whatever darkness that was in your body, that sickness is representing darkness. It has to leave your body. Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I command every disease to melt right now. Be healed on your knees right now. Be healed in your blood right now. Be healed in your bones right now. Be healed in your
your kidneys right now. Don't wait for the laying on of hands. Receive the spoken words. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. I don't care the attack that came after. It's already late. I don't care the attacks that came against you later. They are already late. I don't care the challenges. They are already late. I don't care the tribulations. They are already late. I don't care those that are gossiping. They are already late. For in the beginning, God. In the beginning,
God.
In the beginning,
God.
Thank you. For me to know where your heart is, I must check where your treasure is. And many of us,
Bunzi Baruna,
if you are going where you are going, if you are going where I think you are going, Pastor, it's difficult. Many, you know, many people, they are very clever. By me being here on this point, they already suspect where Pastor is going. But relax.
Yeah.
Do what?
Sosoloha.
Relax. When the Word of God renews your mind, you prove the will of God.
Yeah.
You begin to change your perspective about the will of God. You start saying, no, man. The will of God is good for me. Your mind is renewed again. You move from there. The will of God is acceptable. Your mind is renewed again. You realize the will of God is perfect for me. The will of God will never inconvenience me.
Where your treasure is where your heart will be also. I said, where your treasure is where your heart will be also. Church, we need to put God first in every area of our lives. We need to put God first. This is a kingdom principle. This is a key of the kingdom. It will open up a new world of joy, a new world of peace. I see you entering that world. You will live in the peace of God, the peace that surpasses understanding, the peace that will guard your heart and guard your mind. For the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. And the peace of God that transcends, that bypasses all understanding, shall garrison on Mount God over your hearts and over your minds. The peace of God, the shalom of God, nothing broken and nothing missing. That is your portion in Jesus' name. Anything broken in your life, may it be mended in the name of Jesus. Everything stolen in your life, may it be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, shout a louder amen.
Amen.
Makatakaya. I prophesy by the Spirit of God, sevenfold restoration. Oh, your amen is very weak. I prophesy sevenfold restoration.
said, I prophesy sevenfold restoration. I said, I prophesy sevenfold restoration. That job that has been stolen from you may it be restored seven times. The opportunities that have been stolen from you may they be restored seven times. Your family was supposed to have done well in business. The devil came, stole it from your family. But God is coming in your lifetime. He's coming in your lifetime. You will see it with your eyes. You will handle it with your hands. You will feel it with your feelings. You will taste it with your taste buds. You will hear it with your hearing. It shall happen before you die. It's too early for you to die before you see the manifestations of the promises of God. It's premature for you to die before you experience the restoration of everything that has been stolen. Wave your right hand and shout, I believe.
Settle down. Settle down. Settle down.
Iketle sosologa.
Now, this God first principle.
Molao ore modimo pele.
When the human family began,
ga tshimologo ya motho e simolla.
God established it.
Modimo a e tlhomamisa.
And this principle,
molawana o,
was a principle of love. Trust, dependency, and obedience.
Very important, four things.
The God first principle is a principle of love, trust, dependency, and obedience. These things are the cornerstones of our relationship with God. So God put the God first principle in order for it to govern this thing of love between him and us. This thing of trust, dependency, and obedience. Somebody say, I understand.
I understand.
Church, we need to know that God never wanted his creation. He never wanted his creation to live disconnected and independent of him. You get that? Hello? Say, God doesn't want me to live
disconnected
and independent of him. He never wanted his creation to forget him.
Oh my God, you will remember when he delivered Israel. He kept on saying to them, he says, now that you are out from the land of bondage, when you enter to the land of promise, the land that flows with milk and honey, the promised land of Canaan, he said, don't forget me. Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
He said, don't forget
the God who delivered you. You were serving Pharaoh. You were in bondage. You were in Egypt. You see,
Pharaoh
is a type of Satan. Egypt is a type of the kingdom of darkness and a type of the fallen world. The deliverance of Egypt, of Israel from Egypt, is a type of our salvation. No wonder the Bible says, when we receive Jesus, we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of light. We have passed passed from death to life.
Is somebody still hearing me? Somebody say, I'm here. No wonder Jesus says, put your treasure in heaven. When your treasure is in heaven, you will not assume a state of independence from God. Hello? Hello? Those who push the philosophy of feminism, feminists, they say,
women,
you are independent. Well, it's true, but there are balances we have to put. But when it comes to God, let me leave politics. When it comes to God, none of us should assume independence from God. Pastor
Murut,
how did God establish this principle? What did he do? And how did he do it? In the beginning, in the Garden of Eden. Remember, when God says, put him first, and he told the people in a specific way to put him first, it was not just for God's benefit. It was for man's benefit. Because God knew that man will be at a great disadvantage if he forgets God and if he lives independent of God. So God said, hey, I put you in this garden and I put this tree in the garden. When you are there, you may eat of every fruit that is in the garden, but do not eat of the fruit of this particular tree. This is a forbidden fruit. I want to tell you, church, as you know, but when man violated the God first principle by eating the forbidden fruit in disobedience to God, things didn't go well for him. Don't forget that the God first principle is the principle of love, the principle of trust, the principle of dependency and obedience. So when man violated this principle of trust, love, dependence and obedience, the Bible shows us that he disobeyed and things never went well for him. I want you to know that it is the same way even today. Let me tell you once again, no matter how much of an inconvenience it may look or seem to put God first, it is for our advantage. It is the best thing for us to do for ourselves. The devil came and he said, God said, don't eat this. No. Eat it. They said, no. He said, we should not eat. When we eat, we will die. The devil said, no. Eat. You will not die. In fact, you will be like God. And they thought,
When we are like him.
But
when we will be like him. It's like we will not need him anymore. So they violated that principle. And they ate the forbidden fruit. And when they ate the forbidden fruit, they lost everything. We saw in our teaching on Wednesday, in this God first principle, we established many other things, a few other things that the forbidden fruit in the garden also meant. God wanted men to continue to choose to love him. Hello? God does not force. He's a gentleman. He did not make man a robot. When he created man, he gave man a will. A will is the most powerful thing. That shows how powerful God is. He creates man and he puts a will in him so that man will choose whether to love God and to obey God and to have a relationship with God or not to. God did not want us to serve him as robots. That is why it will not be automatic for you to put God first. It takes a deliberate effort. Shake your neighbor. Rimaki. Matsapa. Matsapa. No, no, no. Tell the other neighbor. Tell the other neighbor. Say, neighbor, go tlhoka matsapa.
Go tlhoka matsapa.
A gago.
A gago.
Tsaya matsapa.
Tsaya matsapa.
Eh? Irang.
Tsaya matsapa.
Matsapa. Go baya modimo pili. Pili ga ntho tsotlhe.
Amen.
O tla bona dikhakhamatso.
You will see wonders.
Tsotlhe ditlo ya paratsiamo.
Everything will go well with you.
Tsotlhe ditlona fotla se gataolo ya Modimo.
All will be under the control of God.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Oh,
somebody shout God first.
God first.
Come on, louder. God first.
God first.
If you speak louder, I will finish quicker. God first.
God first.
If you are louder, I will finish faster and faster. Say God first.
God first.
You want me to finish? Jesus Christ. Hey! When you are a pastor, people, you are preaching, you are working hard. Hey, Marutu Fetali. You are thinking about food now.
We're not going to get it.
Hello?
Amen.
Somebody say, God first.
Mudimupi.
Say it again. Say, God first.
God first.
You must not put me under pressure. I'm working here.
Let's come back with Hazakatello Kadi Rafa.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that enthusiastic hand clap there. Thank you.
Amen.
Somebody say God first.
God first.
So God
Mudim
wanted man
una abata batu
to continue
batwele
to choose
umuketa,
to love
umurata,
to trust
umutepa,
to depend and to obey him. And as long as this continued, man was fine. But when the enemy convinced man that they can do better without God, they lost everything. They were kicked out of the garden into the wilderness of suffering. But thank God for the grace. He sent Jesus. And when Jesus comes, he takes us back to the Garden of Eden. I see the planting of the Garden of Eden in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your life and everything you are doing will flourish like the Garden of Eden. Like there were four rivers flowing into the Garden of Eden, I see many streams of income flowing into your life. One salary, another salary, another salary, another income. Shout amen.
Amen.
Are you going to pay your tithe? Yeah, your amen is gone now. You want four incomes, but you don't want to pay tithe. We actually established that the principle of the tithe
was taken from this truth, from the God first principle, and from saying, do not eat the forbidden fruit. Hello? Hello? I'm not saying the forbidden fruit was a type, but it was a type. It typified the tithe. The tithe did not start now.
Because the debate is, oh, tithe is a thing of the law.
The tithe did not even start in the time of the law.
Abraham
lived over 400 years before the law.
And Abraham was a tither.
And Abraham in Eliyo ansang karolo yalishul.
Jacob was a tither.
Jacobo in Eliyo ansang.
And in the Garden of Eden, God said, I give you everything, but I command you, don't touch this one. Where your treasure is, is where your heart will be also. Your treasure does not follow your heart, but your heart follows your treasure. Did you hear what I said? When we tithe, we are saying we are in obedience to the God first principle. When we tithe, we are saying, I have not forgotten my Creator. When we tithe, we are saying, I put God first. When we tithe, we are saying, I know who my source and my sustainer is. And my sustainer. When we tithe, we are saying, I love, trust, depend, and obey my God. When we tithe, we are reminding our hearts to worship God and not mammon. When we tithe, we are putting our treasures in heaven. Amen. Hello? Did you get that? I want to repeat it. When we tithe, we are saying, I have not forgotten my Creator. Did you create yourself?
No.
Hello? Why then do we act as if we have forgotten who created us? When we tithe, we are saying, I am putting God first. No, it's beyond the money. The system of tithing will work and help to sustain the work of God. But spiritually, it services your relationship with God. Hello? God
Mudim
has a place in your heart. And there are many things that are represented by money, but want to come into your heart. And when they come into your heart, they don't want any other space. They want the very space that God wants to take in your heart. Don't say you are too poor to tithe. It's not true. Hello? Hello? The poorest person is the one who must jump to tithe first. Hey, Murudi, you are unfair. No, don't blame me. It's
blame
not my concept.
It's
the word of God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, actually, when we talk about tithe, we are not yet even talking about giving. Hello? Hello?
It seems as if you are becoming discouraged.
Listen, the teaching of the Word of God is not to condemn anyone. So you must not sit there and feel condemned. I would be a bad pastor, a wicked pastor to condemn you. Hello? Even Jesus, the Bible says, he came not into the world to condemn the world.
But he came
so that through him, the world might be saved. So the word of God does not condemn you. It convicts you. And if I do not teach you the word of God, I'm making a mistake. I want to begin to close now. Somebody take a deep breath. Again. Yeah, now I can close. When I tithe, I am saying, I have not forgotten my Creator. When I tithe, I am saying, I put God first. When I tithe, it's more like saying, I don't want to try to be independent on of God, like those in the Garden of Eden. If we try to sustain ourselves with that which God says belongs to Him, it will not. And somebody will ask and say, no, even if I tithe, I don't see the results. And even if I don't tithe, it doesn't make any difference. How can we speak like that when we are children of God? It's like saying, when I pray, I didn't see results. It's like saying, when I go to church, I don't see results. There is no way we can choose to disobey God and feel it is the right option. And the more we do that, is the more the Bible says we sear our conscience, like we are burning our conscience with a hot iron. We become like Judas, who says, Jesus, we are eating the Last Supper now. Even if you say what you want to say, I will still betray you. I will not change my mind. The conscience of Judas was seared because his heart was in the wrong place. When I tithe, I am saying, I know who my source and sustainer is. When I tithe, I am saying, I love, trust, depend, and obey my God. When I tithe, I am reminding my heart to worship God and not mammon. I will teach you about mammon next time. Mammon is not money, but mammon is a spirit ruling in the world where it regards money. You and I should not hate money. Money is not the root of all evil. The Bible never said that. No. The Bible says the love of money
is the root of all evil. It is not money that is the root of all evil. If money is the root of all evil, it means from Monday to Monday, when we go to work, we are sinning against God. But money is a tool. Money is an important tool. Even Jesus in the Bible, he spoke so much about money, but he always made sure that he teaches us not to put our trust in riches, but to put our trust in the living God. How do we do that? We must train our hearts not to worship money and not to worship mammon. Money is not our God. We cannot serve God and money, but we can serve God with money and train our hearts. For others, it's a struggle. But that is where we must begin. We must fight. And it starts in this service. When you look at the pastor now, talking like this, don't think that the pastor is becoming your enemy.
No. Paul says, I did not hesitate to teach you, that is in book of Acts 19 or 20. He says, I did not hesitate to teach you anything that would be beneficial to you. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I decree
and I declare,
I will put God first.
I will put God first.
It is not an inconvenience. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Ramelebo Shandala. It's not an inconvenience. I beg you, put God first. Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I'm not saying this to boost the coffers of the church. It will rise anyway. But you and I have to learn these truths. We are in another kingdom. It has a new way of doing things.
We must obey.
Ah, hey, why is it barija go kerekeng harnela? Wanaka, utwa mo. Lifatsingle.
In this world,
somehow,
utlo
spend.
You will spend.
How na option?
There's not any other option.
Do you know that now there are people waking up out of spending thousands and thousands, just one bottle of alcohol.
One bottle,
Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, Tanqueray, Jameson Select. Ah, when I na anorik, we leli kodi mong fella. It's very microphone li Bible.
I did not fall from heaven having a microphone and a Bible in my hand. No. No, it's not true.
Yeah, I tried to drink. I tried. Smoking kyona na impalela man.
Yeah,
how could you smoke? My face would be itchy, man. But because of prayers, there was a time when I drink, I would just be sick. I would be vomiting. Trumpet, we used to call it a trumpet. It was bad. I was sick. So, kinwa soft. The same time, kinwa miss.
Drinking at the same time, drinking water, trying to balance my metabolism.
Because it was bad. But I was bound. There was a time when weekend is coming,
how weekend
I would feel something on my throat here. Until I drink, it would not go. Today you won't believe because I'm holding this microphone.
I was still at the tender age.
Drinking, hiding from parents.
Ke nwa ke iphithela batsadi.
Christmas time was very difficult. Because you want to go and drink with friends and the parents want us at home. So you run away. Oh, came cell phones. Eish, cell phones. When they want you, they call you on the cell phone. Where are you? Oh, man. You see the phone. Oh, God. But you must answer. Then you eat chappies, we spray perfume. You get there, you stand at a distance. Bishop. I used to hide. If you see that, you see the money people are splashing. I know of a man, a rich man, very rich. When he flies for holiday, he books himself and his family. And he books a girlfriend on the same flight. The girlfriend is sitting there. The man is sitting here. It's a true story, by the way. Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
He spends, he will, all the viewing sites or whatever activities, he pays for the wife and the child. Oh, I'm tired.
Let's
go. Go and enjoy. Go and enjoy. Take the credit card. Give them the card, the black one. Go. You know the black card.
Amen.
Yeah. Give them the black one. Go. They spend, they spend. And then he's spending with friends. And a girlfriend. It's bondage. It's bondage. It doesn't satisfy. Look at the guy that raped the little girl in the post office. He saw now, time is time to close. That girl was here. She's looking for the parcel. The parcel is here. He said, let me wait for the closing time. He calls. Hey, nene. The girl, whatever transport, Uber, she moves, she gets there. He said, hey, we are closed, but I'm doing you a favor. Come in. She gets in. He locks the door. He starts touching her in a wrong way. And then she became fearful. Because, no, what's wrong now? What's happening? And he raped her. Because he was fighting, he dragged her to the safe of the post office. And he crushed her with a big whatever. Then he killed her. Is he satisfied now? Hello? You know, it's Jesus who satisfies us. Sin does not satisfy. That is why we must learn to put God first. Many of you here, the light is coming. You will tithe with understanding. And if you are not tithing, you will begin to tithe. Not to do me a favor. You know, when this church started, when God sent us to start this church, I did not know the people that will come. You are the one that God brought. So in the same way that we trusted God from the beginning, we must continue to trust God even now. So when you obey God and do the right thing, you are not doing the pastor a favor. When you tithe, you are putting God first. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say another amen.
Amen.
Now listen. My time is up. Listen. When we don't put God first, we will put mammon first. Putting God first is a mark of spiritual growth and development. In the kingdom of God, there is a scale of spiritual development. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God And his righteousness and other things shall be added unto you. How many of you know the song? You know the song? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. May they be added. Living for God is not a stress. It has challenges. Of course, if there are things, there are things already calling for your money, demanding your money, demanding your treasure, but deliberately. Because the scale of spiritual development shows us that putting God first is a mark of spiritual growth. In this scale, as I close, and we will look at this next time, we see three kinds of people, three kinds of men in Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians 2:14 and 1 Corinthians 3:1-2. A natural man, a carnal man, and a spiritual man. A natural man, according to Paul, is a man who is not born again. A carnal man is a man who is born again, but their minds are still ruled by the things of the world. Or their minds are not yet renewed by the word of God. And number three, the spiritual man is a born again man whose mind is renewed, whose life is governed by the word of God and by the spirit of God. And there are three stages of growth. There are three kinds of men on the scale, and there are three stages of spiritual growth: babyhood, childhood, and adulthood. When you grow from carnality, you move from childhood to adulthood. You see, a baby depends, like you see that dear mother, they're carrying the baby. The baby is helpless. The baby is crying, depending on to be fed, to be changed. But when the baby is fed with spiritual food, which is the word of God, the baby begins to grow from babyhood to childhood. We must not remain spiritual babies. We must grow to childhood. But we should not stop there. We must grow to adulthood. Babyhood is the beginning. Childhood is the journey. But adulthood is the goal. The Bible says we must grow up and mature. And we also see three categories of spiritual food. The milk of the word, according to 1 Peter 2:2. The meat of the word. Number one, the milk of the word. Number two, the meat of the word, according to 1 Corinthians 3 verse 1 and 2. And number three, the strong meat of the word. So the word of God is central to our spiritual growth. It renews our minds. It makes us to learn that putting God first is not a disadvantage. I pray for your mind that whatever is holding your mind, making you to struggle and to think that obeying God and putting God first is an inconvenience, may your mind be set free. In the name of Jesus, may you have peace in loving God. May you have peace in trusting God. May you have peace
peace in depending on God. May you have peace in obeying God, and it shall be well with you. You are a soldier of Jesus Christ. You are a builder of the kingdom. You move from babyhood to childhood. When you move from babyhood to childhood, you begin carrying out a few responsibilities. But very soon you are bored. You want to go and play. But you grow. When you grow, you are passionate. That is why there are times I may not feel well, but there's no way I can desert my responsibility. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. Just like Paul, there are many challenges he encountered, but he stood to preach the gospel. You and I have a responsibility to put God first for the servicing of our relationship. And subsequently, and by implication, we become men and women that are holding the plow in the vineyard of Jesus Christ. We become soul winners. We become men and women that are witnessing for Jesus. We are winning souls. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why we don't just need the milk of the word. We need the meat of the word. You see, when we talk of the milk, the meat, and the strong meat, we are talking about the three levels of revelation and depth of the word of God and challenge. So it's three levels of revelation, depth, and challenge. The word of God challenges us. It is sweet like honey in our mouth. But like Ezekiel said, when it gets to the stomach, it becomes very bitter. Why? There are things it's fighting in us. Like a hammer, it is breaking strongholds in our mouth. And I tell you the truth, you are in the better place in the will of God and in obedience to God. Church, God bless you. My time is up. And I thank you for your time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say, I put God first.
I put God first.
Say, Lord, say, I put God first.
I put God first.
No matter what.
No matter what.
I put God first.
I put God first.
You see, there are times we preach. You shout, you jump, you are excited. Sometimes we are still in the milk of the
weight.
But when we deal with the strong meat of the
weight,
we deal with that aspect of the weight that challenges us. It may be uncomfortable, but we must listen. Jesus says, when we hear and do what he says, we are like a wise man. Our house will be built on the rock. Your life is built on the rock. The Bible says, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, but because the house was built on the rock, it continued to stand. I prophesy upon our lives, even in times of financial difficulty, God will sustain us. God will sustain us with the Jew of heaven. Jehovah will sustain us. Jehovah Jireh will sustain us. Jehovah El Shaddai will take care of us. Let us trust him. I said, let us trust him. When we lose our jobs, we will still have our God. When they reject us, we will still have our God. There is no other friend that we can trust like Jesus. The Bible says he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's trustworthy. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. He is a loving Jesus. He is a merciful Jesus. He is a faithful Jesus. I love Jesus. Let's stand up and worship Jesus. Let's stand up and worship Jesus. Let's stand up and worship Jesus. Makatala Bahaya. Let's stand up and worship Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Woo, Rababa Shandala Bahaya.
Every scale removed. Every stronghold destroyed. Every thought that absorbed itself above the knowledge of God.
Pulled down by the power of the word. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. They are mighty through Jesus. They are mighty through the Holy Ghost. They are mighty through the word of God. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down vain imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself above and against the knowledge of God. Makataka yalaba. Ready to punish any form of demonic disobedience of Satan. Mindika tokobahaya. Thank you, Father. We love you. We cherish you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your kindness, and your goodness. Father, may it be far from us to move from our position. May we occupy our place in the kingdom. May we not delay the progress of your kingdom until you find other people who will do what we don't want to do. Use us, O God. We yield to you. We yield to your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I yield to you. Use me as a vessel. Use me as a channel. Use me as your servant. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. Mandalabashi.
Joining us in this episode with Pastor Divine and Ithokiseng Khoza, we hope that your mind is being renewed by God's word and that your life is being transformed to the glory of God. And do stay in touch with us by connecting with us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Divine Purpose Church. Be on the lookout for more podcasts and stay blessed.